Greetings to all. It is a joy to have you join us for daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm Father Ruel Strawn, the Assistant Curate at St. Agnes Anglican Church, Grantstown, New Providence. Today is Wednesday in the first week of Advent. Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon us the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life in which thy Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the quick and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew. After Jesus had left that place, he passed along the Sea of Galilee, and he went up the mountain where he sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the maimed, the blind, the mute, and many others. They put them at his feet, and he cured them, so that the crowd was amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way. The disciples said to him, Where are we to get enough bread in the desert to feed so great a crowd? Jesus asked them, How many loaves have you? They said, 7 and a few small fish. And ordering the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all of them ate and were filled. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. Those who had eaten were 4,000 men, besides women and children. After sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. The Gospel of Christ. So that the crowd was amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. One of the reasons why the Gospel remains so fascinating for me is that in reading and encountering Jesus in the text, I often find myself amazed, especially by the way in which our Lord in his earthly ministry touched and transformed the lives of many ordinary people. In the Gospel reading today, we get no names of people, but rather conditions of people. The mute, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and many others. Ordinary people, some of whom would have perhaps been viewed even as less than ordinary because of their physical disabilities. Yet we see in both the Old Testament and the New Testament how God chooses disabled bodies to carry out his work. And in particular in the Gospel, we see how healing is always about who Jesus is. It's not just merely about fixing or mending, which it does, but it is about who Jesus is. Jesus, who himself on the cross, in a sense, in a disabled body, brings about the salvation of the world. Just as that sacrifice made once for all upon the cross tells us so much about who Jesus is, so does his earthly ministry of healing. And what about those who witness these things? We are told that in amazement at what they saw, the crowds began to praise the God of Israel. These were people who, in that moment, had eyes that recognized the transformative nature of the ministry of Jesus, and hearts that were moved to praise. As we journey through Advent and as we reflect on and look forward to the second coming of Christ and to Christmas, may we in every part of our journey have eyes open to recognize and celebrate who Jesus is, and hearts that give praise to God for all that he does for us, to the praise and glory of his holy name. Amen. We pray together the Angelus. The angel of the Lord brought glad tidings to Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Ghost. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of thy Son, Jesus Christ, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his cross and passion be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Do share these devotions widely and continue to have a holy Advent.